Hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Oh, hello, Cheeky.
Hello.
Hello.
We're all under arrest.
Ladies and gentlemen, watch as I turn these 24 canaries into a nude statue of Moira Anderson.
This is radio.
I'm not as daft as I look.
We must try harder.
Get off, naked Scots lady.
I knew her when she was Harry Lauder, you know. Have a care, madam. That just missed me.
Little known fact that nobody cares about number from the right.
Did you know that when the apple fell on Sir Isaac Newton, he discovered two things? The law of gravity and a ruddy great lump on his head.
Meanwhile, in a maternity ward annex not 1,000 miles from Crewe Junction...
Mr. Carruthers, I want you to be brave. I have some bad news for you. Your wife has given birth to a set of jugs.
Oh, God.
Oh, come now, I know you're upset.
Upset. Of course I'm upset. We were hoping for a colour television set. Who are you, sir?
I, sir? I'm an astronaut and have just returned from a pub on the moon.
What was it like?
No atmosphere.
Meanwhile, in a restaurant not 1,000 miles from the Egg and Chips.
Waiter, I'd like a martini.
If I may suggest, sir, I think you should have a dry fly.
Why?
I've just spilled the soup in your lap.
I don't have to put up with this, you know. I've just been offered a film part with Googie Withers.
Who's Googie Withers?
Everybody's does. It's the cold weather.
Oh, really?
Cold weather.
Our next program follows in a couple of minutes.
Oh, the suspense. Isn't it exquisite? Oh, the agony of waiting. Oh. Vernon, for God's sake, pull yourself together.
Oh, yes, Bruce, make me.
I'll do it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Hello, Cheeky. Hello, Cheeky.
Wait a minute, we've already done that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt Fatty Cryer saying we've already done that to bring you a newsflash.
The president of the Ballroom Dancing Association announced today that fighting broke out during a samba demonstration at the Lyceum early this morning. The leader of the South American section was overthrown and shot by members of the revolutionary group from the Bossa Nova. Leader of the successful coup was handsome young 53-year-old hair artiste Chabe Higginbottom, who made his own rifle especially for the occasion and sewed all the sequins on by hand. Thank you.
University of the Air. How to remove a bladder without an anaesthetic.
Unlace the football and let all the air out.
Do you remember one September afternoon? I stood with you and listened to a wedding tune. And didn't I go with you on your honeymoon?
No.
Oh, God, I'm in the wrong house.
Thank you. And in response to a request from my mummy...
Go on, Timmy boy.
Thank you, mummy. I shall now do my impression of Harlow Newtown. Thank you. And now, little-known facts that nobody cares about, number of minutes it takes the wasp to get to Newcastle.
Did you know that claustrophobia is a morbid fear of Father Christmas?
Hello, and welcome to Smarms on Sunday. You know, a lot of people have written in over the past few weeks, but... I'm still here.
Keep those flaming nuns quiet.
Lot of you seem to like our new stained glass window, and I must admit it's a good likeness. Never knew I had blue hair. There's always time for a laugh in the middle of our devotions, isn't there? Mrs. Theobald of Sluggish Rise, hurt, writes to me to say that once, on a day out into Blackpool, she saw bright lights and heard music and felt as if she was in the midst of a great crowd of people. And, you know, I'm sure she was. It's time for a song now, and Lovelace Watkins is with us again to prove that belief isn't all fun. He's going to sing a special new setting of Jerusalem to the tune Seaside Shuffle. Here's Lovey. I'll be back with you in a minute with more of my Harold Wilson impersonations and a bit more scenery. Jess Willing.
And here's a flash from the motoring unit for all race goers driving to Epsom on the A24. Please drive slowly, as the derby isn't until next week.
Meanwhile, in a dentist's surgery, not 1,000 miles from sheer terror...
Well, Mr. Fortescue, there's not much to worry about. It's just some of your teeth need drilling. I'll do it now. Teeth!
Left hand! Cheek! Mouth!
Over to a big game hunter.
Excuse me, I'm looking for a 9-foot-square Monopoly board.
We're expecting some in, but in the meantime, what about this 14-stone yo-yo? Or on the other hand, I'm going to meet a tall, dark stranger across the water.
Do you believe in fortune-telling? Because I do a bit, you know.
Have you ever read Tea Leaves?
No, I'm waiting for the film.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a crystal ball.
There's no answer to that.
No. I looked in it the other night and saw the wife kissing the milkman.
Was it a glimpse into the future?
No, it was a reflection of the wife kissing the milkman.
Do you allow that sort of thing to go on?
Oh, I have to, otherwise he cuts my yoghurt off.
That could be painful at your time of life.
Tim?
Yeah?
You ever worked in drag?
No, but I once worked in Scarborough.
I once sang the tenor lead in Aida at 3 minutes' notice. The management were furious.
Why?
They were doing Oklahoma.
Act in front of the Queen.
Did she enjoy it?
How would I know? She was behind me.
Do you know, the most incredible act I ever saw was a Jewish conjurer.
What was incredible about that?
He kept pulling rabbis out of a hat.
You're lovely to look at, delightful to know. What a shame you're a fella.
In this week's Consumer Guide to the Consumer Guides, we deal with the eating out correspondent.
This week I dined at the Wounded Nun, East Ham's new restaurant, at the invitation of the management, with a lady companion.
This means she looked like a cert, but I wasn't spending money on the off chance.
The setting of the restaurant, though somewhat startling at first, is unique to a degree.
It's the inspection pit of a condemned garage.
Herbert, the maitre d', immediately greeted us with such warmth that I felt like one of the family.
He's my brother.
My companion started with a thick soup and I with a clear.
She had the brown Windsor with the lumps, I had it without.
Undecided about the main course, we asked Herbert for his recommendation. He suggested one of two things.
Shepherd's pie or go without.
The sponge pudding with which we finished was made in a highly individual way and gave the meal a certain poetic unity.
They'd poured brown Windsor on it by mistake.
We drank what seemed right in the circumstances.
Heavily.
Although, all in all, for me, the night was a total success.
It turned out she was a cert.
Next week, your good food correspondent will be visiting the Hong Kong restaurant Wigan, followed by the Wigan restaurant Hong Kong. And speaking of royalty, here's a little-known recording of Richard Burton singing Try a Little Tenderness. And if that doesn't work, punch her in the mouth.
You aren't quite driving me really insane, but affect a small part of my brain, like a glass of non-vintage champagne. I am bound to say I've thought of you 3 times today, and I'm moderately in love with you. You merely send me a short way up high in a sort of a clearish blue sky, though my heart hasn't quite learned to fly. The effect will do. It hops like a fat kangaroo, and I'm moderately in love with you. It would be unfair to say I'm yours till I die, but I can declare that I am yours at least till the 9th of July. You just don't quite make my temperature soar. It's supposed to be 98.4, and you've made it a half degree more. Still I'm nearly sold, for presuming it isn't a cold, then I'm moderately in love with you. Summer that won't ever end, but a very cold, rainy weekend, which I spent with a rather dull friend. Or to be precise, I think that you're really quite nice, and I'm moderately in love with you. Yes, I'm moderately in love with you.
And now, little-known facts that nobody cares about. Number, third door on the left and mind the step.
Did you know that if you stood on top of the Tower of Pisa with a pack of playing cards in one hand and a complete set of the Encyclopedia Britannica in the other, you'd probably rupture yourself?
Ladies and gentlemen, a joke.
And not before time. It appears that two farmers met in the high street of a country town. My horse is sick, said the first farmer. What did you give your horse when he was sick? Castor oil, vouchsafed the second rustic. 3 weeks later, the same gentleman met once again. I gave my horse castor oil, said the first, and it died. Yes, replied the second, so did mine.
Thank you very much indeed, Barry Crump.
We were hoping to bring you the weather forecast, but Bert Ford is not available. Apparently he's wearing a long robe and building a boat in his garden. He's also just sent his wife out to buy two hamsters. Do you think he knows something we don't know?
And now, little-known facts that nobody cares about. Number the bridges over Paris are with you.
Did you know that on New Year's Eve 1964, a commercial traveller who didn't have a funny name... Yes, he did. It was Hamish Where the Heart Is. Went to a hotel in Glasgow and booked a tartan room and got both.
Meanwhile, in a doctor's surgery not 1,000 miles from the long stick with the hook on the end...
I'm sorry, Mrs. Featherpenny, but your son will never play the violin again. Don't make a liar out of me, you little swine!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for Focus on Sport.
Welcome to Focus on Sport, where you get all the news and the views on today's sport. And now for our first report over to Devizes for the latest news on the World Tiddlywinks Championship.
Sensation here again today, where Charlie Paskey, the man who's made Tiddlywinks a front-page sport all around the world, refused to continue the tournament, claiming his opponent had hypnotized him, doped his Vimto, and tiddled all over his wink. And with that, back to London.
And we're going straight over to Arsenal Stadium, where Jim Thing has a surprise for us, an exclusive impromptu no-holds-barred interview with Ernie Bludgeon, signed this morning for £3 million, the most expensive man in football.
Well, Ernie, how do you feel?
Well, we'll be returning to Arsenal for the rest of that interview later. In the meantime, here is Harry Bedwetter, hot from the Midlands, with a story. Harry?
Well, David, I've come straight from rugby school, where a young boy, William Webb Ellis, changed the face of football as we know it. Young Ellis, with a fine disregard for the rules, took the ball in his arms and ran away with it. This could mean a whole new game has been really...
Hang on a minute, Harry. That happened 150 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn British Rail and their stopping trains!
Well, with that, back to Arsenal and Ernie Bludgeon. Now for more footballing news, over to Sam Peach.
Here's an interesting item of news that's just come in. With the increase in the cult of personality amongst the younger players, we have news of Roy De Vere, Middleton's young forward, who, as well as growing his hair longer than Charlie George and wearing clothes more outrageous than George Best, has now taken to varnishing his fingernails and wearing makeup. He failed to secure a place in the first team, but today announced his engagement to the team manager.
Thank you, Sam Peach, the man who knows more about football than Moira Anderson. And with that, back to Ernie Bludgeon at Arsenal. Well, that brings us to radio's Goal of the Month competition. You all know what to do, I'm sure. Fill in your postcards. And here first is Rodney Marsh's fine goal for Manchester City against Southampton. Second goal is the one scored by Malcolm McDonald in Newcastle's game against Birmingham. And finally, an unusual side to appear, number B, in our competition, Eton, when their centre-forward Tristram Pangborn scored in their match against Harrow.
Jolly good.
The sender of the first all-correct postcard out of the bag will receive a conducted tour of Jimmy Hill's beard and a nude statue of Moira Anderson. And here's another interesting item just in. At Wentworth this afternoon, in the final of the English Open golf tournament, at the 18th tee, with the wind behind him, Jack Nicklaus's drive was so powerful that he clean bowled one of the Surrey openers at the Oval. Now back for a final word from Ernie Bludgeon at Arsenal.
What was the question again?
How do you feel?
That was Ernie Bludgeon, football's only £3 million dead footballer. And here's a late piece of news that's just been handed to me. Get off the air, you fool, the bar's open.
Oh.
Well, that's all from Focus on Sport for this week. Goodbye. Meanwhile, in a confessional, not 1,000 miles from the truth.
Father?
Yes, my son?
Mother sends her love.
Thank you. Mirror, mirror, on the wall, who is the fairest of us all?
Omar Sharif.
Just my luck. Pay 30 quid and get a puffy mirror.
Number, please.
Hello, operator. Put me through to Tehran. I want to talk to the Shah, Persian to Persian.
Number, please.
Hello, operator. Put me through to Canterbury. I wish to speak to the Archbishop, parson to parson.
Number, please.
Hello, operator. Put me through to a French fish restaurant. I want to talk to the manager, poisson to poisson.
Number, please.
Hello, operator. Put me through to Langham 179. I want to speak to Gladys Upchurch.
That's not very funny.
You don't know Gladys Upchurch.
Dancing in the dark till the tune ends. We're dancing in the dark and it's soon ends.
And now, over to a health club not 1,000 miles from the pectorals.
Pectorals? Good morning. I gather you do bodybuilding.
Yes, welcome to the club. My name is Frankenstein.
Oh. Holmes! Holmes! The walls of the room are closing in on us. The poison gas is being released and the crocodiles are nearly up to our level. How are we going to get out of here?
Elementary, my dear Watson. In a coffin.
Brilliant! No, it isn't at all!
University of the Air. How to raise cattle at home.
Buy a cow and put it on stilts.
Thank you. And now, from our LP of the month, Genghis Khan, live at the Hazelmere Festival of Cocoa and Sex, here is the track that nearly made Tony Blackburn's voice break, entitled, I Wanna Give It To You, Babe, But I Can't Get It Down Off the Wardrobe.
The lights begin to dim again. The band begins to play. I take you in my arms and then we're drifting on our way. And waltzing with you is hell. As we plow across the floor and you hack me once more, how I wish you had stayed in your shell. just the shy violet that you were when we met. Your face is so charming, your figure so sweet, that's why it's alarming that you can't complete with two large left feet as we knock other couples pell-mell. And I feel a new bruise emanate from your shoes. Hear me yell that waltzing with you is hell, hell, H-E-L, hell. Waltzing with you is hell. As we plow across the floor and you hack me once more, how I wish you had stayed in your shell. Just the shy violet that you were when we met. Your face is so charming, your figure so sweet, that's why it's alarming that you can't complete with two large left feet. As we knock other couples pell-mell, and I feel a new bruise emanate from your shoes, hear me yell, that waltzing with you is waltzing with you.
Meanwhile, in a fortune-teller's tent not 1,000 miles from her earrings.
Come in, dearie, and find out about your future.
Oh, do you read palms?
No, dearie, I'm a phrenologist. Hmm? Oh, you're going to meet a fair lady and...
What on earth are you doing?
I told you, I'm a phrenologist. I'm reading the bumps on your head. You're going to
I haven't got any bumps on my head. Oh!
You're going to meet a fair lady and come into a lot of money. A lump sum.
And now, answers to listeners' letters.
No.
No.
Yes.
Yes and no.
Knickers.
Mind your own business.
Yes.
Yes.
243.
Suspenders and stocking tops.
And the same to you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Petula Clark strips.
Sings, you fool, sings.
I can dream, can't I?
The man's an idiot. And now, in continuance of our policy of togetherness, presenting programmes for all the family at the same time, here are a commentary from one of the test matches against Australia, the FBI, and Listen with Mother. Simultaneously...
The test against Australia...
The FBI...
And Listen with Mother. Once, there was a little girl called Mandy, who lived in a house at the top of a tree with her two friends, Clara the chicken and Marchbanks the mouse. One day, Marchbanks the mouse said...
Listen, you guys, I'm getting sick of this place. If they don't get us out soon, I'm going to tell the warden that...
Elling was trying to slip his googly in. But Chapel was too quick for him and tickled...
Mandy, who laughed and laughed and said...
If I don't get some soon, I'm going to go out of my mind.
Louis' message had got through, however, and the organisation sent a supplier, a quiet, unobtrusive little man with...
Two long legs, a short leg and a point.
You can put that away, said Mandy. We shan't need that. Sadly, the little mouse put away his holiday brochure, turned on his tail and...
Flew over Gully's head towards the mid-wicket boundary where...
He was arrested by Agent James and charged with illegal possession of 4 sticks of gelignite and...
Clara the chicken's Sunday hat. Oh, it is pretty, said Mandy, with all those jolly flowers. And what's that on the side?
John Arlott.
Known to the underworld as Jackie the Pimp. 3 times convicted for...
Wiping the ball on his trousers. So now Ray Illingworth has put on...
A pretty red dress with blue bows on the bottom and skipped merrily off to...
Hit Keith Stackpole in the groin.
The boys had worked fast, however, and as Jackie turned the keys, the car exploded. Louis's body was hurled into the air and...
Caught one-handed at first slip by Boycott. As Ray Illingworth remarked to me before this match...
Don't think your nose is clean by moving it to high society and marrying...
Clara the chicken. Clara said she wouldn't mind going to the shop to get them. Mandy said she wouldn't mind having...
The whole of the Australian batting order in reverse.
Do what you like, copper. I'm not going to squeal.
Well, Louis, I'll say this for you. You always were a punk, but you've got...
5 balls to the end of the over.
which leaves Greg Chappell facing Jon Snow, who loves...
Marchbanks the Mouse. Oh, you are naughty, Marchbanks, chuckled Mandy. You've...
ripped out his guts with a meat hook and hung him from the roof of the...
pavilion at Lord's, where Dr. W.G. Grace first...
nibbled a piece of cheese and twitched his whiskers. Mandy was in the corner playing with...
Agent O'Brien, who stuck his hand...
high up on the left leg. And that'll leave a nasty bruise. For those of you who've just joined us, the score is...
the entire membership of the Mafia.
444 declared.
And Marchbanks the Mouse.
93 for one wicket. And coming out of the pavilion now is...
the most gorgeous-looking broad I ever saw. With legs up to her armpits and cleavage down to her...
little brown tail. I tell you, said Mandy, it's the...
president of the MCC, who's just returned from...
10 years in San Quentin for...
tickling Clara the chicken.
Has just come on at the pavilion end, having taken...
a sewn-off shotgun.
Marchbank's little round hat.
John Edridge's sweater and...
sold them all to a mad Cuban millionaire called...
Colin Cowdrey. And quite right, too. And so we leave Lords with the news that Basil D'Oliveira has...
laid an egg. Pretty little Mandy
has assassinated a congressman, and the true head of the Mafia is...
Ernest the Elf. And they all lived happily ever after in...
Jeff Boycott's trousers, which have...
been changed to protect the innocent.
Well, that was the close of play in Hello Cheeky versus Comedy. Timbrook Taylor, Barry Cryer and John Junkin still playing. The Dennis King Trio retired. Producer Richard Wilcox retired hurt.
Ta-da, Cheeky.
Bye-bye, Cheeky. Bonsoir.
Wiedersehen.
Hasso, Cheeky.
Get off.
Baby, from now, chica. Toodaloo.
And you.
All back to my place.